Medibank Free and Active is here to help you live better, supporting free community health and wellbeing activities across the country. Whether you're into running, walking, or group exercise, search Medibank Free and Active to find an activity near you. Plus, you'll be able to listen to the Carrie and Tommy Catch Up podcast whilst doing so.
Oh, afternoon, Australia. Welcome to the show. Our final day in Bologna.
And Tommy's really getting into the Italian mood by rocking up late all the time.
Hello,
so we've got to get the show underway. Tommy with a booty drop.
Guys, have we started?
Drop it like it's hot. Big Moore's booty drop.
And I know you're tired and I know you're slow, so I'm going to take control of the booty drop today. But I'm playing this for you because this is your favourite song at the moment.
Oh, my God.
We are about to play.
Girls Run the World, Beyoncé.
Better than that.
That's Amore.
Yeah. Guy Sebastian, choir.
Tune.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh, my God. Do I have something? Because yesterday I complained that I was out of clothes. Right?
Mm-hmm. And you didn't know whether to get any more or just go home freeballing it.
Go home freeballing it in filthy clothes.
Yeah.
And producer Belle, as we all know, is the most stylish person in the team. Mm-hmm. And she said to me, she goes, oh my gosh, why don't you just go shopping? Just like, oh gosh.
This is from the woman that came on a 2-week trip overseas with carry-on.
Yeah, because she can just go shopping.
No, she doesn't. She just wears the same thing. She brings these clothes out of nowhere.
Okay, stop having a crack at stylish producer Belle.
I don't know how. Every day she's got
this
a new outfit
happens.
On.
I know. When you challenge the mother hen. So anyway, I thought we are in the style capital.
Right.
We're in Italy.
Oh, everybody is very stylish here.
Absolutely. But I hate shopping. And so I decided I would give myself one shop. I was allowed to go into one shop. Well, sorry. I needed socks and jocks.
Yep.
So I decided I'd go into Foot Locker and that would be safe. And I got socks. They don't have jocks. So for my jocks on the flight home, an arrangement of socks on the junk.
What?
And don't worry. Then I saw a shop and I thought.
You could have borrowed some of Evie's.
Oh.
It took a little while, that one, but I got there.
Did you forget your child's name? You could have borrowed some of, what's the second smallest child I have? And so I picked one shop and I went in there and I got really caught up in the Italy scene, guys.
Oh, because you were going to get an Italia jumper or something.
Well, I've gone all out and I've got stuff that I wouldn't normally wear I just grabbed it and I've gone for it. I haven't tried it on yet, but I think it's going to be pretty
good. You haven't tried it on?
I haven't tried it
on. And you promise you'll wear this home on the flight?
Let's see how it looks.
No. You promise you'll wear this home on the flight.
Let me see how it looks first.
Why? What are you planning on picking up on the flight? Have you ever picked up on a flight?
Let's not talk about that.
We'll do that for the next break.
Yeah. So I'm going to go and very quickly chuck it on.
Yeah.
And then I'd just like you. And keep in mind, I'm going out of my comfort zone here.
Yep.
It's quite hot here, and I thought I'd go with kind
of. Don't start undressing here. Do it in
a
cupboard.
We've got a curtain over there.
God, we don't need to see. We saw enough of you the first day we arrived in London. That was enough for a lifetime.
What do we reckon? What do you? As he's getting changed, what do you think? What are you imagining?
What store was it? Foot Locker.
We went to Foot Locker.
No.
It was a very Italian store.
Very Italian store.
I know where Foot Locker is.
Do you reckon a tight white linen type shirt?
I was thinking something with the colour and pattern.
Ooh, buzzy.
Yeah.
Or sporty, like a zip up, like top, like a
polo.
Hot blue.
Because Italians love a blue polo.
A blue polo with some chinos.
Yeah.
And some slides.
I reckon it's definitely a colourful shirt then.
He's very excited about it. I feel like before you come out, you need to commit to wearing this on the flight home.
Yeah. Well,
this is a commitment. So is that a yes or no to wearing it on the flight home?
Okay, guys. I think I'm ready.
All right.
But are you ready?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
You sure?
Hey, hold on one sec. Pretend it looks good so he wears it on the flight home. Okay. Ready, set.
I love it. I love it so much. That's exactly what was in my head.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't it pretty good? It's very flowy.
It's very earthy. I don't think I've ever seen you in as much brown.
That's like a whole other Tommy. Like that is Thommy. That's what Thommy would wear.
I think it's pretty good. Do you?
Oh, like
wow.
It.
Mate,
it's a bit like a safari.
Those pants look like something you'd wear, Buzzy.
What
shop
was it?
You love a three-quarter shop, a little three-quarter pant.
They're very tight. The pants are very tight.
Yeah, Buzzy likes a tight pant. Look at him now. I can see his whole crotch.
What are you doing looking down there, mate?
The master of the moose knuckle.
I can't help but look there when it's on display. That top, how would you describe that?
It looks like I ate a safari and puked it up onto a shirt.
Very Aztec.
It's very Aztec, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, oh, you don't wear tan very often. I reckon you should wear this out tonight and let's see if you can pick up.
Missy.
What?
Does that mean yes?
Missy.
Yes.
C.
yeah.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Guys, boy, have we had fun.
Haven't we?
Haven't we had fun?
It's time to go home, though.
Not long to go
You're
now.
You're really getting on my...
okay. It's weird how you looked at me, but you were talking about bars. It's been a while, and we haven't yet played the Italian version of...
What word am I looking at?
I know you're excited, and boy, you're hiding it well, but I have a menu in front of me. Mm-hmm. It's from the Benvenuti Restaurant Pitiera. And what I'm going to do is simply look at a word, and through the power of mind teleportation, you are going to work out what word I am looking at.
See.
Carrie.
What word am I looking at?
Tortellini.
Ooh, never were very good at this game. It's antipasti.
Yum.
Okay, let's go over to Buzzle.
What word am I looking at?
Secondi.
Ooh.
Wow. Yeah. That's like second, that's the main, isn't it?
Yeah.
Secondi.
And I've it's a pretty good guess. And we've got roughly the same amount of letters. Is it the right word? No, it's not. It's carpaccio. So sorry.
Belle, do you want Belle to have a go?
Producer Belle. Okay. And Annabelle?
What word am I looking at?
She's keen. She's keen. I think I know what the word's going to be as well.
Tortellini.
Tortellini.
Is that different smaller, to tortellini?
It's a smaller tortellini. We learnt that at the... At the dinner the other night, because you wouldn't have realised because you were too busy making frothies. Oh, they were going out of fashion. The word that you said is tortellini. The word is vongole.
Vongole?
I am so sorry.
Can I have another crack?
Carrie.
What word am I looking at?
Okay. Nice. Doesn't matter how many times we play a game. Still don't get it because they're keen. That's the sign of a
You went
game.
To the bottom of the menu, so I'm thinking tiramisu.
Oh, I love it. You're getting very tactical.
Yeah.
It's very good. But I, in fact, only went to the primi di terra section of the menu. And in the word is, in fact, ragu.
Oh, yum.
And Buzzy's,
ragu.
Buzzy's unhappy because that was going to be his next guest.
And I love ragu.
Mate, isn't it so good?
But can I just tell you, this is the only time we've ever played this game where it possibly makes sense that we could get the answer. Because normally you're looking at a book and the words in or the.
Yeah.
But this is actually Italian words that we could get.
This is actually Italian words.
It is.
Strap your seatbelt on, kids. This is actually Italian words. Buzzhole, if you wouldn't mind.
What word am I looking at?
I'm going to go an obvious choice. Pizza.
Ooh, it is a very good guess, Buzz. Both contain an I.
Don't you notice, though, they rarely have pizza and pasta at the same restaurant?
I
it's
know.
Either a pizza restaurant or a pasta restaurant.
Well, the giveaway could have been that pizza is in the title of this restaurant.
Oh.
But it is funghi.
Bit of mushroom.
Bickers, finish us off here.
I think we're done.
What word am I looking at?
No, the thing is played.
Yeah, we will be after this.
Okay. mozzarella.
Oh!
It's not.
It was pretty good though, margarita. Not bad.
Nothing like it.
It's so close.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And we're live from Bologna, our final day here.
What a week we've had.
Great tune just then too. I loved it.
It feels appropriate for Italy, that tune.
Yeah,
doesn't it?
I can
see the guys riding around with the roof down in their Lamborghini.
Did it? No? Okay. Yeah. Everybody. Si, si. No, no. Yeah.
Have you enjoyed Italy?
Ciao,
Have you learned any more Italian?
Yes. No parlo italiano.
I don't speak Italian.
Correct.
Good. But I needed that 5 days ago because my son, Ollie, has been on this trip with us.
Yes.
And he, 5 days ago, barred me from conversing with the Italians. Because he said I was embarrassing him.
What was she doing, Ol?
In the cab.
Yep.
There was this guy who spoke like okay and yes, that's all he knew. And Mum, she was talking about Belle getting stuck behind on a different flight. She was like, it was really funny. She was like saying that plane take off, bell still
oh,
on.
Oh no! And his English is fine.
No, he couldn't speak
English. That's why I believed I was showing the sign of the plane taking off into the sky, and he knew plane. He didn't know bell or on the ground or any of those things.
But the second one's a lot funnier.
Yeah, tell me.
So when, because we're in Italy and she's used to saying what she just did at the cab.
So she's speaking today, really broken English. Like plein air, is she giving it a
yes.
Plein air, no air, take off air, bel air, stuck air, on ground air. Is that the type of stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Today she was like, we're located train.
And this lady just said, yes,
like,
I speak
what?
Perfect English.
She just said the train's over there and you're right.
Where located train? Why not just where is a train?
I should add the air on the end of things.
Is a train?
Yeah.
Ole.
I've air, had air, good time air.
Yeah.
In Bologna air.
In Bologna air.
Do you know what I discovered?
What?
Oh my God, blown my mind. Bolognese is from Bologna.
Okay. It's funny that you've discovered that now because we've talked about it on the show a lot of times.
I didn't know that.
Do you know what I've just discovered now is you don't listen air.
Carrie Bigmore and Tommy Little. I put my thing down, flipping
in reverse. Same, but backwards.
Is this an Italian edition? Are we going to have a bit of Pavarotti in here?
Well, I know how much you hate themes.
Oh, he's now yawning and bored him so much.
Sorry, guys. It's very early.
So I decided no theme today. We're just going to do a
song. Oh, because I already had Evita ready, I was going to guess.
Do you know what was funny? When I went on a gondola ride in Venice the other day, the entire time on the gondola.
It was an Indian driving the gondola.
The entire time I was on the gondola, the man saying, "That's amore." And I was like, is that the most cliched touristy thing possible?
When the moon
that's what he whistled for 45 minutes.
Maybe that'll be in here. Maybe it won't.
Pizza pie? Piece of pie.
I always thought it was a piece of pie, but it's pizza pie.
Pizza pie.
Yeah.
Pizza pie.
It sounds delicious.
I think that's a thing.
I'll have a pizza pie.
Damn. All right. I'll have song number one.
You know what it is because, come on.
I feel like I know the singer. But I don't want to say it because I know how Tommy works. Yeah. I say the singer and then he wins the whole point.
Whisper it into the microphone.
Mm. Is it Dean Lewis?
No.
Oh.
Do you want to hear it one more time?
Yeah. Can you have it a bit louder?
Hello.
Ed Sheeran?
I'm going to buzz you out. No, it is Maroon 5. She Will Be Loved. All right, here we go. Song number two.
Tommy.
Neither of you said your name.
No, I kind of did. I said it backwards, keeping the theme of the game. Jenny from the Block, J-Lo?
No.
Sorry, Emot. I need it again, thank you.
One more time.
I want to say Camila Cabello, but I don't know if that's it. But the song, it's out at the moment. It's on air at the moment, and I just can't remember what the name of it is.
Oh, well, you'll have to buzz it.
Sorry.
Thank you, Next. Ariana Grande.
Oh, thank you, Next. Yeah. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you.
Still nil all. Here is song number three.
Tommy,
singer, but I don't know the
Tommy
song.
Is in.
It's Khalid. Is it Talk to Me? No, what's it called?
No.
No, it's not. Play it again.
None of that right?
No, play it again.
It is early in the morning here in Bologna.
Even if I want to say. Can I have another? I don't need a point. I just know what it is.
I want to say Usher. Or Boys to Men, I know.
Which one would you like?
Usher, but I don't know the name of the song.
It's Confessions.
Both wrong.
Isn't it?
Well, Carrie was kind of right. It is Usher. The song is Burn.
Oh.
As I said, early morning in Bologna. We apologise to everyone listening who are screaming at their radios right now.
I don't apologise at all.
No, I do.
It's almost like we're working in reverse right now, our brains.
Oh, I haven't woken up yet for sure.
No, what's wrong with you today?
I don't know. I think I'm dying.
All right, here's song number 4, Still Nil All.
Carrie's
in.
It's the new collaboration between Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber, and it's called...
Get out of it.
It's Sorry, Be Friday, you won't
care.
See it. It is!
Yes!
All right, 1-0.
Good game, guys.
One song
I'm
to go.
I'm happy to really fall on my sword here.
Here we go. Song number 5 for the draw.
Oh, Carrie. Talk. Can we just talk?
This is...
Khalid?
It is. Yes. Oh,
also,
what a fun game. We'll save
the
time
one
backwards.
From 3 songs ago.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Guys, I'm a bit emotional.
Thought.
Oh, does it have to end?
Tommy. Is that the beer talking or?
No, I think I'm genuinely emotional.
About the trip coming to an end.
It's been an absolute roller coaster ride. We've had lots of ups, almost no downs.
Yeah, it hasn't been a roller coaster.
It's not much of a roller coaster.
It's a rocket, ride.
That's what I'm worried of what I'm going to fall off.
Most of my downs happened at 3 a.m. with my 6-month-old, so I appreciate you didn't get those downs.
I have empathy pain.
Right.
Yeah.
I think you had a down that didn't involve the baby.
What are you talking about, Kate?
We all had a great night at the bloody of the hill.
Let's talk one more time about the dinner.
It was exceptional.
Wasn't it the greatest?
Can I say it wasn't as good as the Spice Girls concert, which is still the greatest moment of my life, but it was very close.
Second?
It was
second. Excluding even the births of the children.
Definitely. Maybe this involved wine and good food. Yes, it was way above that.
It was crazy good. You guys have been, and the listeners have been fantastic,
been amazing,
haven't they? What
here.
A great night.
You even look like you had a good night that night, Hizzy.
I did have a good night.
You were smashing the non-alcoholic beers, partying around.
And I nearly lasted as long as you guys.
You did. You were still out when I was going.
Yeah, I mean, I was just enjoying Tommy's megaphone, which apparently you used in your hotel room as well.
How annoying.
Mate,
I didn't
remember. Well, Casey said that he said, were you using that in your hotel? And I said, why would I use a megaphone by myself in the hotel? And he goes, what for are you on? I said, mate, I wasn't. He goes, what for? And I said, 2. And he goes, yeah, you were.
What? I just want video footage of that. What were you doing into
it? But that's just because you don't remember anything of the night. You'd like video footage of the whole night.
There's a photo floating around, Katie, but I'm not allowed to have it, apparently.
I think
I'm going to be able to sell this photo. Yes.
What am I doing?
That's worth 200 grand.
Do you know what's great about this? I had big novelty flashing glasses and a megaphone, and I still wasn't the most offensive person.
I was fun.
Carrie's a fun drunk. You are a fun drunk.
Don't
Carrie.
Say fun drunk.
I've seen it.
Fun Carrie. Yeah, you need to use a euphemism.
Yeah,
party Carrie. Yeah.
At one point, we're walking down the street. And she said, "No Keanu Reeves here."
But we were having a photo, and all of you hovered your hand behind me like Keanu Reeves, and I was like, "No Keanu Reeves, grab me, hold me," you know.
They didn't want to topple you over.
Yeah. I love when the listeners think Carrie is so gracious and then they just cut to a woman just going, grab me!
Anyway, thank you for having us in your hometown.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
The final time we will speak to you from Bologna.
I have mixed feelings, mixed emotions.
Yeah. Sorry, Buzz is just checking with Siri if he has to go home yet.
Siri, what time?
No, I feel like we've had such an amazing trip, and we've all bonded, and we've just had made memories. But at the same time, I've had quite a lot of time with you two, and I'm really looking forward to a bit of time out for 2 days before I see you again on Monday.
The good thing is, you've got 2 days trapped in a plane with your family.
Even that seems better.
Oh, damn it.
That's hurtful.
No. We have had a wonderful 2 weeks, haven't we?
This was meant to be a really nice way to
uplifting. You said before the Spice Girls, if we build it, they will come.
Yes.
I feel like now we need to, if we build it, they will come about our next adventure. Okay. Where do we want to go next? Let's plant the seed. I've got it. Glastonbury.
Okay.
50 years of Glastonbury next year.
I realise what's going on because you planted that seed with me quite a while ago.
A listener trip.
Yes.
And if the boss is listening and thinking, is it worth it? we'll play them this package now and show them how good the last 2 weeks have been, and then we'll all go to Glastonbury.
If, Glastonbury.
If you have missed some of the joy of the last 2 weeks, here's some of the things we've been up to.
Well, look what we have here. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little live from London town.
All right, Australia, welcome to London.
How long have you been working on that?
About 3 seconds when Tommy said we have to do the whole show in British accents.
The whole show is in accents, thank you. Is it?
And what better way to start the trip than announcing the huge honour bestowed upon Carrie?
We do have something serious to talk about, Bickers. Your new title.
My new title.
Would you like to tell the people?
I am incredibly humbled and honoured to have found out.
No, I think you've gone too early on that one. I'm, of course, talking about the titles that I got us while we were here in London, and you are officially known now as Lady Bellend.
Yes. Were you? Lord Fanny Hands. Yeah.
From Lady Bellend to Tommy's Bellend, Carrie organised a little surprise for Tommy, and he wasn't thrilled about it.
When you think Tommy Little, I mean, for me, I think likes being naked,
yep.
likes riding a bike, which is why we thought to welcome him to this great city that we would assist him to get along to the world's famous Naked Bike Ride Day.
What am I doing? Surely I'm due for some stress leave after this. I said no activities as soon as we rock up. Oh, we've just got the one. Anyway, nude up. If the driver's listening, I'm not complicit.
But in true Tommy fashion, he got his kit off, jumped on a bike and hit the streets of London naked.
It's called the Naked Bike Ride. Take your gear off and go enjoy. Okay, oh, I can't look. I'm not looking now.
Sorry. Sorry, mate. I'm so sorry. So sorry. I've missed my... I'm so sorry, guys. High five. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I can't keep doing this. Do you know what's really hurtful? As I got off the bike, a woman yells, "Growers, not showers!"
The maniacal laughter of one C. Bickmore...
I'm so sorry.
...was soon to be reversed.
No!
As Tommy got his revenge by blindfolding her and chucking her on stage at a London improv night.
Ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome to the stage Carrie Bickmore! Yeah. Yeah.
Do I have a safety word?
Please, may we have a word? Bus stop. Bus stop.
Yeah. Well, I just start acting just, like I'm just waiting at the bus stop. Yeah, good. Fine.
That's it.
So the bus is here.
Right. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, don't make me do all the work.
I was about to ask you. So what do you do?
I'm a mechanic.
Yeah.
It's my hobby.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Maybe we could go for a drink sometime.
We're gonna have to maintain this though.
Yeah.
I feel like it would be a bit weird if I got close to you at all.
That won't be happening. No.
From there, it turned into a battle to see who could pull the best prank.
Oh,
sorry, I'm late, legends.
Describe what you just said.
Buzzy's just pulled up with a billboard of me, and the billboard says, "Hey, ladies, I'm single, Aussie, and would love to date you." And then it's got, great, my actual phone number.
This is got a hot tug.
It's a jacuzzi on the water. Buzzy, are you excited?
Yeah, absolutely. I can't wait.
You know how we've been stitched up quite a bit
this trip. What are you going to make me do?
Well, we're going to go in the hot tug. And you're going to meet us at our destination.
I'm not going in there. Going.
Absolutely not.
Oh, you're
meet
God.
Us at, where's
Stuart
going to
Lock.
Well, I don't
Stuart
even
Lock.
Know where that is. Yeah. I don't even have my wallet to get a new taxi.
In the end, though, I think Tommy got her with this absolute beauty.
Just when you think our content couldn't get any bigger, we've got an exclusive interview. I get to give you the gift of chatting live to the Rocket Man, none other than Elton John.
Ah. Please sit down.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Well, hello, Adele.
Hi, how are you? I'm Carrie. Nice to meet you.
Your name is?
Carrie.
Carrie. I'm Reg. Elton.
Yeah, I know who you are.
I'll give you a couple of bars. Because it seems to me like you're a candle in the wind. Never knowing who to cling to when the race set in.
Oh, my God.
How was it?
Like, f***ing emotional.
Hey, there's someone else we want to introduce.
Oh,
to.
God, oh, God.
This is Ray.
Yeah.
Ray is a world-renowned Elton John impersonator.
You are the most horrible people I've ever met.
Despite all the craziness, the real reason we were in London was to see the Spice Girls live with our listeners.
You've won. You're coming to see the Spice Girls. Yeah!
You're coming to the UK to see the Spice Girls. your sister has won a trip to And before the show, we decided to call in a favour from our mate Mel B and give them an experience they'll never forget.
In 2 seconds, yes. Take your blindfold off and you've got 30 seconds. Enjoy.
And boo!
Oh! Oh my goodness! Oh my God!
Boo!
Oh my God!
Hi!
Boo! Oh my God, it's so
good to see you. I don't know why I said boo.
Oh my God, it's amazing, Paige. You have no idea.
How are you?
I'm good. Oh my gosh.
And how's your baby?
She's good.
Oh, how far
you
pregnant are you?
You're his favourite Spice Girl.
Well, I must admit, I was lying on the bed for him.
Well, you're coming to see the show on Saturday.
I am.
Good.
Oh my God.
You're going to have lots of fun. So don't have the baby yet.
So, this is it. 7 months in the making. Having travelled to the other side of the world, the Spice Girls live in Wembley. Did Carrie get in on her dodgy tickets?
I couldn't get us official ones, so I went to an illegal reseller.
Well, because, I'm not going to go if I'm because, not going to get in. Because, that's the point.
We have the tickets bought by Chris Stewart on VidigoGo.
Chris Stewart?
I don't know, but they were 195 quid and we paid $1,000 for them. Should we go? Okay?
Yeah.
Oh, you're in.
Yes, she did. And didn't she just have the best time ever?
People of the world.
Okay, everybody. Good time.
Best night of my life.
Was it?
Yeah. Okay, thank you, Wembley. We'll see you in February in Australia.
Did you see them again?
Let's go to the pub.
All right. With the Spice Girls done, it was time to head over to Italy for a villa dinner with Hughie and Kate. Absolutely amazing.
Best night of my life. Best trip of my life.
10 out of 10. Oh, 11 out of 10.
12 out of 10. Excellent night.
You guys are just beautiful people. I'll never, ever forget this moment.
Absolutely sensational. Magical, magical moment for the entire 10 days. Crazy.
And with the villa dinner done, it was time to relax and soak up beautiful Bologna. But that's not really what happened.
My uncle exited a moving bus to get away from Tommy on Friday night.
Jumped out of a moving bus, so it seemed pretty difficult.
You get very loud. Oh,
guys, I think I'm at my wit's end. I've been wearing thongs all week and my feet aren't holding up because I'm refusing to wear shoes because I'm out of socks. So I'm out of socks, can't wear shoes. I'm out of jocks, and so I just stopped wearing jocks.
Have you?
Yeah, and now I've got chafe.
My son, Ollie, he barred me from conversing with the Italians because he said I was in embarrassing him.
But today, she was like, we're located train.
And just like that, that's amore. Ciao, ciao from That's a Spicy Meatball Tour. And we'll catch you next week live from Down Under.
Today's Gary and Tommy Catch-Up podcast was supported by Medibank Free and Active, supporting hundreds of free community exercise and wellbeing activities across Australia. Search Medibank Free and Active to find an activity near you. Ba-dum-bum.